Did you hear, did you read A Story of Self?
Yeah.
When did it shift? When did he move it to a broader story of the community to which he was speaking? When did he make that shift? But there's a part where he actually shifts from his own personal story to the broader story. He's telling us about his story and that of his family to the story of America. And he even uses a phrase. He says, my story is part of the greater American story. And there's a shift there. And at that point, he then begins talking about the country as a whole. So he's first talked about himself and his experience, then he's gone to the country as a whole. Then he makes a third shift to the challenge for action. When did he do that? Did you see when he did that? He goes from the story about the country as a whole to the challenge to act. You see when he did that? Telling stories that all Americans would like to share. Then he hits a certain point where he says, but there's more work left to do.
Yeah.
When he says there's more work left to do, then he shifts to what's going on in the world and why it requires action. And the action he ultimately gets to at the end is support John Kerry. But it's segmented into these three parts. Now, they're all sort of interrelated. But going back to the first part, the part where he's introducing himself, what were some of the choices that he refers to? One choice you indicated, the choice of his parents to name him Barack. Think about the circumstance. Here's his parents. And his parents say, and his parents is a white woman and a black man in the United States, and his parents say, we're going to name our child Barack. What sorts of values do you think that communicates that were behind that choice? His parents, in the 1950s, a black man, a white woman, they named their child Barack. Is it because the world around them, is it because this country is a tolerant country?
No.
Is it because it's a country
yes.
of racial justice?
No.
They want
to keep their history and their values from the...
That's part of it. They want to honor their tradition. They want to honor their heritage. They don't want to deny who they are. And then what's the other part of it going forward? What's the part going forward? So what does that suggest about his parents' attitude toward the future and toward him?
Hope.
Very hopeful. Very hopeful. In other words, do you think it took any courage?
Courage? Of course.
Courage. A lot of courage. Now, just thinking on that one choice that they make. I mean, first they make a choice to marry, which is itself a very big thing that they decided to do at the time. Then to name their child Blessing in Barack is a choice that reflects faith in the future, possibility,
yes.
hopefulness,
yeah.
also courage,
yes.
also honoring the past but not living within it, but hoping for the future. Yeah. Also, and I think your point is an excellent one, of giving their child the gift of having to appreciate where he came from and think about how to deal with that in the world in which he found himself. I think that's a very, very insightful thing. The point I'm trying to make is that in his story of self, it's structured around that choice. What other choice figures very prominently in his story about who he is and where he came from? There's another couple of very important choices.